Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the Weekly Perspective, May 26, 2017. CNBC reports that Moody's downgrades a China rating from A1 to A3, citing concerns over a slowing economy and a growing debt. Unsurprisingly, Chinese Finance Ministry didn't agree with the move. In a statement on its website, the ministry said that the downgrade was based upon an inappropriate method that Moody's was overestimating the difficulties with China's economy. Foreign exchange market reacted to the downgrade, with the Australian dollar dropping from levels of 0.748 to as low as 0.745 in the wake of the announcement. But the Chinese yuan didn't react much, with the dollar fetching about 6.9 yuan at 9:30 in the morning compared to Tuesday's close at about the same price. And of course, there's always a spillover effect. The South China Morning Post on their economic page cited Hong Kong could expose itself to bigger financial risk with growing involvement in the Belt and Road Plan, Moody's warns. So this spilled over into the Hong Kong dollar, with it off, as well as the Chinese yuan. And moving to the housing sector, all hell breaks loose in Toronto's housing price bubble, Wolf Street. Wolf Richter reports that Canada's largest alternative mortgage lender, Home Capital Group, which focuses on new immigrants and subprime borrowers turned down by the banks, is melting down after a run on its deposits that crushed its funding sources. The industry is worried about contagion. We'll continue to follow this story. Obviously, the bubble has popped, and again, like in the Chinese degrading on their debt markets, this housing bubble will have spillover effects, probably beyond Canada, but it's too early to tell. And taking a pause to look at Europe, this is from consortiumnews.com. Growing poverty fuels Europe's extremism. The rise of protest movements across Europe, with increasing support for extremist candidates and political parties, comes against a backdrop of growing sense of insecurity for the middle and lower classes across the continent. Less stable employment conditions and the stagnation or regression of salaries have created the fertile ground for populist movements on the right in particular, which now mix their traditional nationalist and anti-immigrant rhetoric with criticism of the economic orthodoxy of the supranational European Union. And Reuters reports an exclusive: bankrupt Westinghouse ends pensions for ex-CEOs and executives. Bankrupt Westinghouse Electric Company has announced that it is stopping pension payments to former executives, according to letters seen by Reuters, removing a benefit that has helped many of the company's top talent remain. The move comes as the company scrambles for cash and works to extract itself from two U.S. power plant projects, the first nuclear plants in three decades, which are years behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. And as some markets are struggling, others are surging. From CNBC, Bitcoin surges to record above $2,500 per Bitcoin, bringing the 2017 gain to more than 150%. I'll be speaking about the blockchain and precious metals at the upcoming Writers Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, this weekend. If you are there, please drop by and say hello. Booth number 107. And as tensions mount globally, this is from Zero Hedge. China accuses U.S. warships of trespassing in disputed waters, warns it to leave immediately. In the first unofficial challenge to Beijing over China's dominion of disputed waters in the South China Seas since President Trump took office, a U.S. Navy warship sailed within 12 nautical miles of an artificial island built up by China in the South China Sea, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Navy vessel, the USS Dewey, traveled close to the mischief reefs in the Spratly Islands among a string of islets, reefs, and shoals, which China has territorial disputes with its neighbors. something to watch one more time. And moving on to the Asian Review, terrorism once again proving to be a grave concern in Asia. Recent spate of attacks has government scrambling to take countermeasures. Tokyo, counterterrorism measures, including expanding support for anti-Islamic state operations, are likely to feature prominently in the Group of Seven summit taking place in Italy on Friday and Saturday. The talks will center around the deadly bombing at the pop concert in Manchester, United Kingdom. But a string of attacks in Asia this week has highlighted once again that the region is no exception to terrorist activities, with governments stepping up efforts to contain future violence. And moving to Brazil, this is from ABC News. Embattled Brazilian president orders troops to restore order. Brazil's president ordered soldiers to restore order in the country's capital Wednesday after some government ministries were evacuated during clashes between police and protesters who are seeking the leader's ouster. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched to Congress to protest economic reforms that President Michel Temer is pushing through and to demand he step down amid a corruption scandal. And continuing from a theme from last week's Weekly Perspective, this comes from Cassandra's Legacy, and it talks about the coming Seneca Cliff of the automotive industry, the converging effect of disruptive technologies and social factors. The automobile really hit stride in the United States around the 1950s, and it became a status symbol and opened up the suburbs where everything was connected by roadways. However, in this article, it goes on to explain that individual cars may become obsolete, as wearing a coat made of home-tanned leather skins. It is, again, a combination of technological innovation and socioeconomic factors creating a disruptive effect. For one thing, private car ownership is rapidly becoming too expensive for the poor. At the same time, the combination of the global positioning system, GPS, smartphones, and autonomous driving technologies makes it possible for a transportation on-demand type of situation. We see that with Uber and Lyft, and of course, they're referring to, in this article, the driverless automobiles. So we are seeing a very big decline in individual ownership of the automobile. And again, from Zero Hedge this week, six terrifying graphs that summarize America's public pension crisis. A new report from senior fellow Joshua Raw, and entitled Hidden Debt, Hidden Deficits, How Pension Promises Are Consuming State and Local Budgets, does a masterful job illustrating the true severity of America's public pension crisis, a topic to which Zero Hedge has dedicated a substantial amount of time over the past few years. And moving to gold and silver as I close out every week, this is from Reuters exclusive. London's gold benchmark hit by volatility after bank's exit. London's gold benchmark experienced large, unprecedented fluctuations after some banks left the auction that sets the price relied upon by the $5 trillion a year bullion market, according to Reuters. Trading volume fell sharply after April 10th, when four of the 14 participating banks and brokers stopped taking part after the auction's administrator, the Intercontinental Exchange, ICE, introduced a requirement to clear that meant participants had to modify their own IT systems and procedures, which means lower liquidity, which fuels volatility, and led to the benchmark diverging more widely from the underlying spot price, according to the analysis of ICI and their trading data, leaving gold buyers and sellers around the world with large, unexpected gains or losses. And the silver market, it looks like we've hit an intermediate bottom. I did something for our website members, and Sean Broderick did a great article on Uncommon Wisdom that's public domain, Silver's Secret Bull Market. I actually use this in my update for members. And it has to do with what's happening in the silver market that many are not paying attention to, which has to do with the ETFs and the amount of physical metal, silver, coming into the ETFs. We may be at a turning point here. It's too early to tell, but things are actually looking brighter for the metals currently. And that will conclude this week's Weekly Perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.